Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Thursday, April the 23rd broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. It is such a great blessing to be with you today on this 23rd day of April, coming to you on these great stations. And I count it a joy and an honor that God would let me be on these stations. Well, friend, again, we're mentioning, and we'll mention this until the end of the month now, and then at the end of April, we're not going to carry it on any longer. But we're talking about our Reaching America with the Gospel Project. Now, you know, friend, I believe in getting involved in government. I believe in voting. I believe in doing what's right. I believe in taking a stand. And I appreciate men across this country like Dr. Beatty and Winston-Salem and other men that have stood and have got organizations going and you know, trying to make a difference in our sin-cursed America. But I also believe this. I believe that we need to get the gospel. You know, we classify people in categories, you know, liberal and conservative. But have you ever thought about what makes a person liberal and makes them anti-Bible and anti-God? They're lost. They're not saved. And so our job is to get the gospel to the entire world. Our job is not to win the world. We can't win the entire world. And the entire world's not going to get saved. But our job is to witness to the entire world. We just recently went on a station in Nebraska, 586,000 market-wise potential listeners. Now, we're trying to raise the funds now by the end of April to take on one more station. And that'll be in Tucson, Arizona. And we need about $3,100. So you help us pray about that. And if you can help us, we're asking 1,000 people across America to give us $10 per month. To help us take on some new stations. If you want to do the whole 120 at one time, that's fine. Our mailing address is GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And if you're making a check, just make it to GBI. I'm so glad you're listening on this month of April. I know we got a lot of meetings, revival meetings, camp meetings, jubilees going on this time of the year. And I praise the Lord for it. I'm just glad for God's people, ain't you? Father, I come to you today and just praise you and uplift you. Lord, you're high and holy and wonderful today. Now I pray for that one that's sick today, Lord, that one that's discouraged, God. I pray for that preacher that may be discouraged today. Lord, help him to realize you're the almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God today. Have your will your way. Bless the message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to our message on intercessory prayer. You talk about sick. I was flat on my back. I got sick at right before New Year's. And I remember when a new year came in, it tripped one year to the other. When it tripped from 2023 to 2024, I was laying flat on my back in the bed sick as a dog. My blood pressure was so high, I was afraid to get out of the bed. I remember New Year's days on a Monday. I remember getting out there walking around my property trying to get some exercise, sick as a dog, sick. And brother, I text a friend of mine, a dear, dear friend of mine, a man that can get some prayers through. I text him, and he prayed for me. Brother, God healed me, and I had one of the best years I ever had that year. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. God's on the throne, brother. And God wants to hear your prayers. Amen. God wants to hear from you about other people. Do we pray for other? You know, it's easy to say, Lord, no offense if your name is Jimmy, but it's easy to say, Lord, my name is Jimmy, and I'll take all you can give me. I mean, it's low, but it's just about me. Lord, I need this, 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 that, and thus. But you know, when you begin to pray for others, that's where the joy comes in. That's where the joy comes in, when you begin to pray for those that are burdened down, those in need of prayer. Did you know what an encouragement you can be by just saying a little prayer for somebody? I told you the story. I think it was on the last message I preached on radio. I was going down the road. My daddy had a stroke one day. This preacher, as far as I know, he didn't know anything about it. And I get this text on my phone. Dear Lord, bless Brother Ricky, whatever he's going through today. Oh, you don't know. And that started a text ministry in my life. Now, I don't text in chains. I got nothing wrong if you do that. If you text 500 people a day, that's fine. I'm not knocking that at all. Please don't misunderstand. But if you get a text from me personally that says, I've been praying for you, then I'm praying. I'm nothing. But I guess it's because I preach so much on prayer. I now have people text me, call me, and ask me to pray for them. I had a dear preacher friend of mine the other day, And boy, this man was going, and I ain't even can't discuss even where he was going to go to be a witness for the Lord at. It was I can't even discuss it. I mean, he could have been in great danger. And he told me the time he's going to be there and asked me to pray. And I tried my best to pray for this man. Interceding for it, I'll never forget this. I was pastoring a church. One of my men went with some of the boys into the prisons. I'll never forget this. Went with some of the boys into the prisons. And it was on a Friday afternoon. And the Lord so impressed me. He said, I want you to get down and pray for your brother that out of your church and that other brother. He said, I want you to get down and pray for him. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock. And I got down on my knees and I prayed. I don't know what I said, but I told the Lord, you know, whatever it was, Lord, help him in the prison. Later, I asked one of the men, I said, brother, can I ask you something? He said, yeah. I said, what was going on last Friday at 3 o'clock? He said, brother. He said, we thought we was going to get killed in that prison. Have you ever interceded to God for somebody? Have you ever prayed for somebody on their behalf? You see, there's a lot. You say, oh, preacher, I just can't think of anybody to pray for. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Just write people's name down that you come. I have people on the radio that write me. Now, I can't put everybody on my prayer list. That'd be impossible. But I do try to pray for you. If you write me a letter on the radio and you say, would you pray? I've had people write me from different states say, would you pray for me? I've had people call. I had a dear fella call me. Boy, he's in a mess. Good. And I've never seen anybody gotten such a mess he was in. And his wife, that's just a mess. And, you know, I've stopped and had prayer for many people on the phone. I think about a dear man. If I called this man's name, you'd know him in our country. He's a great, great man of God. And he speaks all over the country. I'm not even sure if he's a preacher, but he speaks all over the country. And many of you have had him in your churches. And he's a great, and not too many years ago, I guess it's been several years ago now, this man was going through the biggest fire in his life. I mean, one of the biggest trials of his life. And so I called his office, and he preached all over the country. And they said, well, he's not going to talk to you about that. I said, that's fine. I don't want him to talk to me about it. That's fine. But you know what? It wasn't just a little while till that man called me. And I was on the phone with somebody else, and the man said to me, he said, this is my cell phone. He said, now you keep calling me till you get me. And I called him back. Man's preached all over the country. I mean, he's the type of fella that if you could have him pray for you, you'd be blessed by doing that. But I had the privilege that day. That man was brokehearted. And I said to him, sir, and he explained the situation, the trial he's going through to me, and he talked to me about it. And I said, sir, can I pray for you? He said, you can. And one of the biggest privileges of my ministry was bowing my head and getting to pray for my dear brother that's reached so many people across America, preached far greater sermons than I'll ever preach. But I got to pray for him that day. Let me tell you something. Everybody needs somebody. Don't you ever get so big that you think that you don't need prayers. I think about a dear nationally known preacher. Many of you have had him in your churches to preach, and he's been a friend of mine for many years. Oh, he preached all over. I don't know if anybody preaches more than this man does. And the other day, I just text people when it comes to my mind, when the Holy Spirit brings me. And so I prayed a prayer for him, texted. Oh, you can just tell how that helped him. I'm thinking about another dear brother of mine. I could give you illustration after illustration. Another brother of mine, boy, he went through some trials. Man, he had some family members that passed away, and boy, he's a preacher, and he's trying to pastor a church and preach revival meetings, and this man ain't. I guess he's not as well known as some of the others, but he's one of my heroes. A man been through what he's been through, and every once in a while I pray for him, and every once in a while he'll text me and pray for me. Let me tell you something, brother. I believe we ought to pray. And by the way, not just text. Sometimes you ought to pick the phone up and call people. I've told you this story. Nationally known evangelist, my good friend. He preached all over the country. This is another man. Preached all over the country. And I never forget it. I was praying one day, and the Holy Ghost said, I want you to call him. Now, I said, not right now, Lord. I want to get done with this prayer. He said, I want you to call him right now. I said, but Lord, he said, call him right now. So I laid down what I was doing, laid my prayer list down. I picked the phone up, and I called him. I said, brother, please tell me what's going on with you. I said, God told me to call you. He hollered for his wife. He said, come in here. I want you to hear this. He said, now, Brother Ricky's called me. And I said, Brother, yeah, of course, what's going on? He said, Brother, I'm trying to move to another state. Said, I'm sick with the flu, and she's sick with the flu. And said, that we're in the mail. And let me, you know what, that man was just so grateful that I called him. Listen, the Holy Ghost is always on time, every time. Do you have a prayer list? Dr. Ballou said, you won't do much praying without one. I believe he's right. I believe Dr. Ballou's right. I tell you, you need to get a prayer list. Put some people on your prayer list and pray for them. Amen. Number one, we'll pray for our country. Number two, we'll have some intercession. We'll have some intercession for our country. We'll have some intercession from our churches. Number three, we'll have intercession for other Christians. Number four, you that are parents, you ought to have some intercession for your children. Let me ask you a question. Do you pray for your children? Listen, memorizing Bible verses is great. I count that honor. Your children knows the Bible. Sending them to Christian school is great. But I'll tell you something. They can memorize the whole Bible. You can send them to a Christian school. But if you don't pray for them, I doubt they'll turn out right. You know, I had the privilege. My little mama got saved 3 years before I did. And I don't know, I guess, before I announced my call to preach, my mama prayed for me to be a preacher. I guess my mama prayed me out of other things. She prayed me to be a preacher. I want to thank God today that I'm a preacher. But more than that, I want to thank God I had parents that prayed for me. 1977, I was under deep conviction. And my old daddy prayed, Dear God, will you save Ricky? My daddy's in heaven today. My daddy won't have any rewards. He got to heaven by the skin of his teeth. My daddy lost every reward he ever had. He just run from God. He's rebelled. God took him out of here. But there's one thing my daddy prayed for. My daddy prayed. I'm sitting behind the microphone today because I had a praying mom and dad. They wasn't much. They didn't do everything right. No, they didn't manage their money right. My daddy left some bad testimonies in some places. I admit that on the radio. I'll tell you that. It's sad to say that. But I believe this. I believe my old daddy I believe in his early years when he got back right with God, I believe he got a hold of God the best he knew how. And my little mama got a hold of God the best she knew how. I'm sitting here before you. I'm married to the right wife today because a mama interceded for me and prayed for me. Oh, let me tell you, she prayed for me. I thank God. Listen, I want to ask God, have you ever prayed for your children? You say, Preacher, that's what I sent them to the Christian school for. No, it's not the Christian school's job to raise them. No, the preacher can't pray everybody to do right. It's got to be the parents. You got to have some prayer. I want to read to you from the book of Job. Job chapter number 1, verse number 4. The Bible said, it's talking about Job's sons. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day. And sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now, whatever these boys were doing, Job didn't approve of it. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Thursday, April the 23rd. It has been a great joy to come into your home, car, phone, wherever you're listening to me from. I want to remind you these broadcasts are available on the GBI Radio app and also at gbiradio.org. And you can get a full list of all the stations that we're on, including the new one that we took on there. So thank God for what He's doing. Thank you for those of you who have helped us on the Reaching America project. We're asking 1,000 people across America to send $10 a month for the next 1 year to help us go on stations. And if your church would be interested in that, we're trying to raise $3,100 by the end of the month. And maybe some church could just send the whole $3,000, $3,100. That'd be great, wouldn't it? God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.